joining me in KRDO's afternoon news studio. The wonderful Heather Scold and, of course, Mr. Bart Bedsole, both KRDO News Channel 13 reporters. Love your visits when you come to the studio. At this time, we're going to hang around for a few extra minutes because you two are up to something.
Oh, yeah. We're up to the Race for the Cure this coming Sunday. Sunday morning, it's the Susan G. Komen Race for the Cure. KRDO is a proud sponsor. We have been that way for several years now running. And we've got quite the team effort. We have our own team, captained by
Bart. We got a great
Bart.
Team this year. I've somehow became the team captain this year. But, you know, like everybody else, I've been touched by cancer. I lost my dad from cancer when I was nine and a number of relatives after that. My wife worked for a cancer organization for a long time. So this is a personal thing for me. And I think it's a personal thing for everybody. I mean, how many people can say they haven't been touched in some way by breast cancer in their lives?
Agreed. Yeah, we've had some scares in our own family, and it's never fun.
When you know the statistics, 1 in 8 women will be diagnosed with breast cancer in their lifetime, you know, to know that there's a familial risk there as well, but it doesn't even have to run in your family in order to be diagnosed with something. We've profiled several people this year. Hannah Knudsen has done a series of stories during our Absolutely Colorado segments, profiling some women, young, old, some were diagnosed as young as 27. I mean, shocking stories right in our own backyard of having to deal with this. One woman in particular, she said, you know, I wanted to wage this war on my own. And the only person she told was her husband, not even their kids, not even her coworkers. And she was just voicing how, you know, how hard that was, and yet looking back and saying, you know, I wish I would have invited others into my battle with me, you know, and that's an important thing, is this race kind of underscores you are not alone.
The awareness is so important here. I mean, it's a fundraiser. We're out to raise money or help find a cure. Susan G. Komen organization playing a big role in that. But it's also an awareness issue. And I think just to what Heather just talked about, the earlier that people are thinking about it, getting tested, the better they're going to be. We saw a stat a little while ago in 1980, the 5-year survival rate for women diagnosed with early stage breast cancer was about 74%. That sounds okay, but it's not great. Today, it's 99% because treatments are better and the awareness is better. And you see a lot of those survivors at the Race for the Cure. They all wear pink shirts on Sunday morning. It's really powerful to see them. This is a celebration for them of life. You know, they've beaten it. They're back. They're here to say, I kicked cancer's you know what, and I'm going to tell everybody about it. So they get dressed up. There's so much enthusiasm. There's a special ceremony, Heather, for the survivors in particular.
Yeah, as you said, they wear these dark pink T-shirts, and there's around 200 survivors just here in southeastern Colorado in our chapter alone. But it is such a moving, like, moment that morning, because they all line up right around the stage and they all get these pink balloons, and it, you know, the music that we're playing, it's just, you can't help but just cry. I mean, just seeing the courage of not just women, but men who are diagnosed with breast cancer. So they were walking through, you're seeing Guard of the Gods, and you're like just admiring their strength. And some of these women, they've been cancer-free for 20, 25 years. Some are still in the throes of it, and they're going through chemo and radiation, and you can see it's hard. And so we're here to show people, you do not have to do this alone. There are people who have walked your walk, and for some, it's way far in the rearview mirror, right? And for others, it's right in front of their face. And so it's just, oh my gosh, it's such a touching moment to see all those survivors come through.
I think that's, I mean, it's a fundraiser. We're here to raise money, but I think what keeps the survivors and the family members, and even those who have never, ever had to do anything with breast cancer, I think that's what keeps them coming back year after year. I think it gets bigger every year, and it's because this is really such a great personal experience. I mean, let's face it, it doesn't get much more depressing than cancer, but this event really is an inspiring and uplifting event when you see the people coming together to fight for a cause like this, not to mention the fact that a Sunday morning in the beginning of September in Colorado Springs is a great time to be outdoors. You know, it's been dry this monsoon season. We're not going to have a lot of rain. Seems like the clouds always part just in time for the Race for the Cure event on Sunday morning in early September every single year. It's just a great event. How many times can you say you can actually go and walk on foot around one of the most popular parks in America, no traffic, they close it off. It's really a special deal.
Heather, you're emceeing this year.
Yeah.
And how long has KRDO and Susan G. Komen been partnered?
As long as I can remember. Wow. I've been here 12 years. And
yes, happy 12th birthday, by the way.
Oh, yeah, thanks. Yeah, it's been a good run. But, you know, to your point, you know, this is a fundraiser, right? One of the top things that we do on those Sunday mornings is highlight those people who have raised the most money. This year, that distinction goes to a woman who passed away just in July.
Oh, wow.
So it's in memoriam, and she was 34 years old, 34 with a 5-year-old son. Her widower will be there to, you know, just kind of be surrounded, right?
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, the organizers, we had a meeting the other day, and they said, you know, all of a sudden we were seeing all this money pour into this one account, and we just couldn't figure out, wow, why is that? Turns out she just passed away, and it was all these friends and family who had known her and, you know, seen her battle. She was in the Army. She served several tours overseas. You know, her husband is also in the Army. He's stationed at Fort Carson. It just goes to show cancer knows no bounds. It knows no socioeconomic difference, no racial difference. It affects us all. And so, therefore, it unites us all. But together, we are stronger.
So that's this Sunday, and you can learn more about the race or how to join at KRDO.com. And today's being Thursday, there's still time to join. Is that right?
Oh, yeah. You can even join the day of.
You can join online right now, and it's $30 for adults. If you show up on the event day to register, you can do that. It's going to be $40. We hope people do that. We hope people want to contribute to the cause because that is, you know, the spirit of the event is what it's about. But there's plenty of time to do that. You get your shirt, wear it proudly. Great event.
Heather Scold, Bart Bedsall, thank the two of you for representing for KRDO and for all the wonderful things you're doing to encourage women. Get checked early and get support and be of support. You guys are great.
Hope to see all of you out on Sunday morning.
Join us.